This week's mailbag comes to us from Heather. Good morning. I just had to share a little something. Although I'm still developing the habit of trusting myself to use the Sunday basket faithfully, I am so very thankful for it. We have been trying to cancel our security monitoring service since the beginning of the year. Thanks to that wonderful little slash pocket marked waiting for, I have all of the statements sent by mistake, information about charge mistakes, and note from my many conversations with the company right at my fingertips. I just made what I hope to be the final phone call to have yet another charge removed, and she said that everything is taken care of and the account is definitely closed. I have saved so much time and money by having everything in a place where I can find it. And I have such a peace of mind knowing that I have a place to hold on to the information for next month, just in case. Thank you for a great system. I am really hoping that I can teach it to others in the future. Thank you so much, Heather.
Do you have an Organize 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organize365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting, functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh boy, do we have some fun and exciting new products here at Organize 365. In this podcast, I am going to fully go through everything that is in our kids program and also let you know about our new lattice binder, kids clips, and volunteer workbox. So get ready for all the fun, new, exciting things. First, let me just talk about the volunteer workbox real quick in case you don't have kids, and then we'll move on to the rest. So the volunteer workbox is the eighth in our line of workboxes that Organize 365 offers to help you organize your work from home and your work. And this was the one we were missing was, what about for all those volunteer things you do? Whether you're a leader or you're a participant in a volunteer organization, the volunteer workbox will help you organize all of those pieces of paper and ideas and things that you need to take to the next meeting. Another office supply that we are offering now, and we're going into more like office supply type products at this point, is a lattice binder. So what I noticed was, I love the Organize 365 binders, the Warrior Mama binders and the financial and medical, and I love them because they're deluxe. Like, the manufacturer continues to say to me, are you sure we need to have all of these things in your binders? I was like, yes. So the Organize 365 binders are deluxe, one-touch, D-ring, 2-inch, heavy-duty binders with extended backs so that when you put slash pockets in there and you close it up and you put it on a bookshelf, those slash pockets tabs are not going to get bent. They are the most beautiful binders ever. And I know why they're not on the market, because they are a fortune to create, and I don't care because I want my binders to be really, really nice because I use my binders all of the time. Now, a Warrior Mama binder is great. Like, all the binders that we have are great, but what about the things where you want to just have a binder? Like, you'd like another binder that matches the Organize 365 binders, but you don't need it with all of the stuff that comes in an Organize 365 binder. We have the solution for you. We have a white lattice Organize 365 binder. It is gorgeous. It is just a white on white lattice basket weave, so it looks like our Sunday baskets do. If you have one of the newer colors like hot pink or teal or sage, they have a lattice pattern on them, like a basket weave. So we have that basket weave on the binder, front and back, and there's an Organize 365 logo on back, and you can use it for anything you want. And because it's white and not color coded, you can add a colored dot to the bottom if you want to coordinate with your different Sunday baskets, or you can just use a regular label maker like I do, or if you're really crafty and creative, you can get out a Cricut or a Silhouette. I think I should get one of those. I think that would be really fun. So those are our new lattice binders. Those are now available in the shop. And if you've been following me for a while, how many of you remember all the way back, I want to say this was at least 3 years ago. Could have been longer, but I think it was 3, maybe 4 years ago when I used to sell these little kid clips that would go on your refrigerator. They were called the One Clip. And the idea was that you would have one for each of your kids, and they are so super strong that you could literally put your kid's school handbook in that clip and put it on the refrigerator, and it's not going to slide down the front of your refrigerator door. That is my pet peeve, when you put a magnet on your refrigerator and then the magnet like dances all the way to the bottom. Like, the whole point is that it stays up at the top, right? So I loved those little kid clips. They were so cute, and we had them in different colors, and you could order different colors. Well, they are back. The kids One Clip is back, but this time we made it so that you color it in any color you want. I know some of you have lots of kids and you have your kids already color coded, and we don't have the right color for you. So you just get your kid clip and Sharpie markers, and you can color your kid clips any way you want. We have a boy and we have a girl, and those are in the shop as well. All right, well, speaking of kids clips, let's talk about the kids program. At the end, I'll tell you how it is sold, and then we do have an optional kids bundle that you can add when you sign up for the kids program. So the kids program, you guys, is super robust. Like, I kept telling the team, so Mary and I developed the program, and we were supposed to come out with the kids program, as you know, last summer. We were even supposed to come out with it before then. And Mary kept saying to me, Lisa, we got to do the kids program. We got to do the kids program. I'm like, oh, it's so big. It's so massive. I don't know how we're going to do it. She's like, let's just do it. Let's just do it. And now the last couple of weeks, the team has been saying to me, it's so big. It's so massive. How are we going to get it done? Here's the thing. If I'm going to create a kids program on how to organize your kids, I want to get your kids all the way organized. Like, it's not a clean your bedroom program. It's not an organize your 6-year-old or 16-year-old program. It's an organize your kids, which means all the kids. So it is divided into a parent resource, a program for people with littles, which are 0 to 7, a learning program for kids to learn to get organized, a Saturday and Sunday program for them to clean their room and then prepare for their week, and then a launch program where we will actually help you launch to college and beyond. What is complete at this time is everything except for launch. And when launch is announced, which will be next summer, anyone who's already in the program will automatically get launch. One of the things that I wanted to do in creating the kids program was to have a comprehensive one-stop place to go for any of your organizing questions related to kids from 0 to 21. And this program takes you from 0 to 17. And next summer, we will add the 17 to 21 component, which will be called launch. So we have littles, learn, and launch. Also, it is one price. So it is one price for the program, whether you have one child or 28 children, it does not matter. You buy the program, you have access to it. All the kids can watch the videos. There are no physical components to come with the kids program. So it's all internet-based, like the 100-day program is. In the 100-day program, you have the video, you have the task, you mark it complete. If there are any, in the 100-day program, we don't have printables, but in the kids program, there are a lot of printables. And if you need a printable, you just print it right there from your computer, or you could send it up to like Office Depot or something like that if you wanted to get it printed in color. Doing it 100% digitally like that allowed us to do a couple of things. Number one, it allows you to do it if you are international, because we are no longer shipping things that are physical that are international. Number two, it allowed us to, while there is 75 videos in there, like it's a huge, robust program, it allowed us to give you it at a lower price point so that you could get it for your kids and it doesn't cost as much as, let's say, All Access would cost. And the third reason we did this was so that we could continually update it and add more things to it. It's not in a printed book. What I know about kids, my kids in particular, I'm sure yours as well, is that they're not doing a lot of reading nowadays, and they learn almost everything from video, specifically YouTube. So I have the program set up very much like the Saturday and Sunday is set up kind of like a YouTube page. So the pricing for the parent program currently is this. If you are already in the 100-day program, which means you're already working on your own organization, you've already learned some of the organizational skills needed to help your children, the price for the children's program is $99. It's just $99. It will open up 5 new slash pockets in your dashboard. If you're not in the 100-day program, you absolutely can buy this for your kids. It is $297. So $297. If you just want to buy the kids program, let's say you're a professional organizer and you're fine organizing yourself, but you just struggle, your kids aren't learning from you for some reason, you can buy this program just for them. Like, you don't need the 100-day program. But if you're already in the 100-day program and you've already made that investment in yourself, then I want to make it easier for your kids to just follow along in what you've already been doing. So that is the price of the program. Let's dive into how it's organized. So if you've ever gone to the Organize 365 dashboard, if you've bought any product from us, you end up in the dashboard. That's not true. If you buy a binder, that's not true. But if you buy a Sunday basket or the 100 days or all paper or you register for a live event, you end up in what we call the dashboard. And inside of the dashboard, there are slash pockets, so cute. So we have like purple slash pockets for the 100-day program and teal slash pockets for the paper program and navy blue slash pockets for all access. And inside of each of these little slash pockets, when you click it open, there's a new course or a new download or videos for you to learn from. So the kids program has 5 slash pockets, just like the 100-day program does. And each of those slash pockets are independent of the others, so you don't have to go in order, but I want to explain what they are. They are parents, littles, learn, Saturday, Sunday. Parents, littles, learn, Saturday, Sunday. And next summer, we'll add lunch. And if you already have the program, it will be added free. Under parents, when you open up the parents tab, this is for you, the parent, to help you get your kids organized. There's a welcome, I help you prepare, I talk for guidelines, I explain, you know, being a teacher to your kids is different than actually organizing for them, the things I know as a teacher. I help you assess your home and your life, and what about shared bedrooms, and what about these cubes that Lisa keeps talking about from IKEA or Target or Walmart? What are they? What sizes are they? How much do they cost? How do I use them? Why is Lisa say we need to have these cube systems? That's all in parents. And then I talk to you about teaching kids to be organized. Like, how do you teach your child to be organized? What does it mean to declutter, to organize, to increase productivity with kids? How do you customize this for your kids and how your kids learn and the pace at which they go at? And what about your kids who are overwhelmed by all their stuff? And how do you create zones inside of a bedroom? Like, what is a zone and how do you create a zone inside of a bedroom? So all of those things, each of those things I just mentioned, all have their own video attached to them. So parents, you're going through there, you're reading, you're watching a video. Sometimes it's just text, but often there is a video associated with it. If there is a podcast, sometimes I recorded a podcast, and occasionally there are videos as well. Still inside of the kids program is a podcast that you're going to be hearing later this month called The 3 Kid Organization Times of the Year. And there is a specific printable for you inside of your dashboard. You'll get that podcast. You can get that podcast for free in a couple of weeks on the Organize 365 podcast. But the printable is actually inside of the kids program. And in there, I explain how you typically spend about the month of July organizing your kids' bedrooms, and then the week between Christmas and New Year's organizing your kids' bedroom, and usually a weekend in the spring, either at spring break time or around Memorial Day, organizing your kids' bedrooms. Those are the 3 kid organizational times of the year. Parents, I talked to you a little bit about bathrooms and sharing bathrooms, and then we have a whole bunch of lessons on building routines and habits, because really, organizing and cleaning your bedroom, that's what we're doing. We're just building lifelong routines and habits. I talk about weekly cleaning your room, establishing house rules, what it means for transition time, how routines are created, morning routines, after school routines, before bed routines, and then we talk about laundry and how to store your kids' memories. So those are all things that are related to the parents in organizing their kids. Next, we move into the slash pocket called littles. So littles are birth through age 5. So until your kid goes to all day school, basically they are a little. And a little, you're doing almost all of the work. They're watching you, they're modeling you, they can walk next to you, they can help you carry things. But for the most part, they're not doing any independent cleaning or organization. They're really watching you model that behavior. And there are some things that happen under the age of 5 that won't happen again over the age of 5. You often hear me saying in organizing with young kids that are not in school all day that it's like shoveling snow in a snowstorm or herding cats. It just is. It is a stamina thing. When you have young kids, like, you're just in the marathon and you are not near the end yet at all. And every 3 to 4 months, everything about that child changes. The size clothes they wear, what they eat, what they play with, what they're interested in, the classes they're signed up for, like everything about little kids changes 3 to 4 times a year. I mean, it is, if you feel like I just changed out their closet, right? They were, how can they be in a new size diaper again? Oh, they loved yogurt and now they hate yogurt. I mean, it's just constant. It is constant changing. So in this program, I really dive into that. I talk about zones, but we're talking about zones in the whole house as far as kids, like feeding zones and eating zones and playing zones, thinking like that. We have a diaper and potty training zone. We talk about sleeping zones, feeding zones, clothing in general, and then how you decide and where you donate kids' clothes and how you hold on to kids' clothes for future children that you already have or may have in the future. We talk about preserving kids' memories. We talk about storing clothes and toys for future children, specifically how to organize stuffed animals, how you can find more space as your family keeps growing, and then how you organize paperwork for kids under the age of 5. So that is little. So the first 2 Slosh Pockets are all about, you know, the parents. It's for the parents and it's for the littles. Now, if you happen to have an older child that's like, say, maybe 12, 13, 14, who's organizationally inclined, they, of course, could watch all the videos in littles and help you organize the younger kids in your family. Like, that's totally, if I was a 13-year-old and my parents had bought this course for me, I would be watching all the parent videos. I'd be watching all the littles videos. So kids, if you're watching this, you're like, oh, is Lisa saying I can't watch those videos? No, I'm not saying you can't watch those videos. Your videos are definitely geared towards you. When you watch those videos, I'll be talking to parents. And when you're watching the videos that I made for you, I will be talking to you. So let's talk about the videos I made for you guys, kids. All right, so now we're in the Learn program. And this is where the majority of the videos are in the Learn Slosh Pocket. It is massive. Our Word document that we're working off of is 80 pages long to just make this one Slosh Pocket inside of the program. Emily is doing the coding and she's like, do you know how long this program is? I was like, yep, I wrote it and did the videos. She's like, okay. It's huge. But here's why it's huge. You know, I just want to validate right now, kids, when you're listening and your parents say, go clean and organize your room. And you go in there and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much. Because we as parents, when we say go clean your room, we think, oh, it's just one room in the house. Like, I clean and organize the entire house and it takes me all weekend, but I have to do the entire house. That's why it takes me all weekend. It can literally take a kid all weekend to do their bedroom because all the things you have all over your entire house, they literally have in that one bedroom. It's hard to conceptualize it, but it is true. Inside your bedroom, which I call your mini apartment, you have most of the zones that you see inside of your house. And so when you can start recognizing inside of your bedroom as all the different places in your house, but they're in your bedroom, it will be helpful. That is why we start with zones. So the first thing we talk about when we organize your room, this is not cleaning, we're talking about your deep dive organizing, getting a handle on your home, is zones. So let me just stop for a second. Parents, to give you a reference. When you join the 100-day program, and you go through organizing all the those 100 spaces in your house, your house is already functioning. Like, you're already maintaining your house. You're already cooking your meals, sleeping in your house, whatever. It's not in a great state yet because you want it to be more ideal, but it is working. Like, your house is working. It's just not working as well as it could be. Same thing here. This Learn program is where we learn. It's where we deep dive. It's where we make decisions. It's where we make it more towards the ideal mini apartment that we want and consciously decide how to organize our bedroom. When we get to the Saturday and Sunday Slosh Pockets in a minute, that is go clean and organize your room. You open Saturday, you open Sunday. I'll show you how that works in a minute. That's not what I'm talking about right now. Right now in Learn, I am teaching you the skill of thinking like an organized person. When you learn these concepts in your bedroom, you literally will be able to extrapolate this out to your future dorm room, apartment, house, condo, whatever. These are the skills everyone must need to learn the skill of organization. So we're going to start with zones. Inside of the Learn, there are sections for parents. So parents, if you're doing this like as part of a homeschool curriculum, or you just want to do it alongside your kids, there are sections for you. If you don't want to, no problem. I definitely will be covering it in enough depth that your kids can just follow along with what I have to say and probably can do it on their own. I think they could probably do it on their own. Again, kids, if you want to read the parent part, feel free. The parent part is just really us explaining how and why we're teaching kids to organize this way and also to reframe parents' thoughts. So when you may have never thought about your child's bedroom as being six different zones. And so when you read the parent part, you're like, okay, that makes more sense to me. The first lesson, after we decide what our zones are, is about the cube systems. Now, you don't have to get a cube system. You don't have to have a cube system, but some kind of bookshelf or some way in order to organize your stuff is the first thing that we need. If it's the top of a dresser, that's fine, but usually you can even get an old bookcase. You might have one around the house. You can get one at a garage sale for just $5 or $10. Often people will give them away free. Something that will help you create shelves and cubbies for different things that we're going to organize along the way. The second thing we're going to talk about is clothing, and we're going to spend quite a bit of time on clothing. Now, you can do each lesson one lesson a day. You can go from one lesson to the next, however you like to work, depending on how long you like to work at one time, how interested you are in the topic. I would just start on a Saturday and go through clothing probably in one day, but you decide what's working for you. First thing we're going to talk about is, what kind of clothing do you like? We're not even looking at the clothing. You could do this one sitting at the pool if you want. Watch the video and just really think about, what are my favorite clothes? Why do I like my favorite clothes? What is it that I like about those? And communicating that to your parents. Then we're going to go ahead and go through every single piece of your clothing and declutter it. And in that video, it's me up at college doing it with Joey, how I've always done it. I said, Joey, I need a closet and I need to go through and I need to do this as a video for the kids program. He's like, great. I missed this, Mom. I want to do this with you. So we went through and I show you how I help him. I don't actually make any decisions. I'm just the moving arms of it. We tell you where to donate your clothes or how to store the stuff that you're going to keep, what you keep, why you keep, how you keep it, where you're going to keep it. I talk about how my kids don't have dressers and we organize everything in their closets. And I show you how you could be creative with the closet that you have and make more space fit in there. We talk about clothing basics, like how many bras should you have? Like how many tights should you have? Like what is the number? Like if we're always just wearing our favorites and getting rid of anything that doesn't fit, how do we ever learn to build a solid wardrobe and what does that consist of? So we have a printable for boys and a printable for girls. It's like suggested number. I give you a suggested number that I think is an average. And then you go talk to your parents about, okay, I think we should have 10 pairs of underwear, 2 pairs of jeans, whatever it is. And you mark it on that paper. Then as you clean and organize your room throughout the years, you could say, okay, I cleaned out my closet, Mom, and I'm down to 1 pair of jeans. And then that's like, okay, we'll get you another pair of jeans. Does not mean we're going to get it for you tomorrow. Just means it's now on the radar that you need another pair of jeans. And when there is time and finances allow, that's the next piece of clothing that would be purchased for you. There are also labels that you could print out. And I also do a video showing you how to laminate if you have a laminator. And then you cut out these different labels so you can label your closet, label your drawers. I show you how I helped Abby put away her clothes from laundry, like specifically how to load the laundry baskets in the laundry room so it's easier to put stuff away when you get in your bedroom. The next thing we talk about is moving out of the bathroom and into your bedroom for getting ready. So one of the rules I had for my kids was that they did showering, bathrooming, and brushing their teeth in the bathroom, but then they moved getting ready into their bedroom. So for Abby, that meant hair and makeup. For Joey, that just meant deodorant. So any of those kinds of things, move people out of the bathroom so that the bathroom is free for the next person that needs to use it. The next zone we talk about is your school and work zone. So we specifically talk about what kind of school supplies do you need to have in your bedroom? Do you need a desk? What does the desk look like? And then I share with you my Lisa binder. So as soon as my kids were in fifth grade, I stopped following what the teacher said and I created one deluxe D-ring one-touch binder for each of my kids to carry all their subjects in. And I show you exactly how I did that, how I would label it, and how that would work for you if you wanted to do that. We talk about school activity bags. So any activity you're in has to have a bag, and what goes in that bag, and making a checklist for that bag, where we're going to store that bag. And every Sunday we check and make sure everything we have for soccer or dance or drama or Lego camp or whatever you're going to. Then we talk about toys, games, and collections, which are your passion projects. I talk about what a passion project is and how by the time you are 7, you're usually down to 3 to 5 passion projects. By the time you're 12, you're usually down to 2 to 3. What does that mean? How do we sort out the toys that are not our passion projects? What do we want to keep in our bedroom, not keep in our bedroom? Where do we keep it if it's not in our bedroom? When are we completely ready to give up some of those things? And then I specifically go through stuffed animals. And the reason why I go through stuffed animals is because almost everybody has stuffed animals. And seeing somebody else's stuffed animal isn't usually an emotional trigger for anyone because I go through somebody's stuffed animals on here. But I show you with the stuffed animals how you can sort like with like, how you could start to make decisions about what keeps and what goes, and how you can store the memories without necessarily holding on to the physical item. And then I go through a lot of different ideas of how you can organize the toys that you have left. Different ways to store those in your bedroom. The next section is about creating habits and routines. And that is the Saturday and Sunday slash pockets I'm about to talk to you about in a minute. And then we talk about storage and memories. And I specifically go through how to create your school memory binder, like the artwork that you want to save and the stories you've written and your handprints and when you've written your name and when you were in the newsletter and all the awards you got. Go in your school memory binder. I explain that to you. And also the idea of maybe making a bulletin board in your bedroom if you're allowed. And then I also talk about saving your school papers from past grades, like at the end of the school year. So you're listening to this in July, if you're listening real time, you probably have a whole bunch of papers from last year. How do you decide which of those you keep and which of those you let go? And I have a nice long video where I walk through one child's stack of papers. Literally, I go through each folder and each paper. I'm like, oh, I'll keep this, not this, or maybe this. And I specifically sometimes... You'd be like, oh, she always says get rid of that. I'm like, oh, actually, we're going to keep this, and here's why. And I give you a specific reason why. So that'll really help you with what papers do you want to keep and not keep. And then we also talk about storing your other memories, like old sports uniforms and things like that. Okay, so that is the Learn program. Those are all the things you need to learn to do and deep dive into really deep cleaning and organizing your bedroom. Right now over the summer is an ideal time to do this so that when you go into the school year, you have the clothes you like, you have a place for your schoolwork, you have a place for the toys that you're currently working with, your passion projects have a place, and your bedroom is at what I call ground zero, like everything is already organized. Now we need to keep the habit and we need to maintain that. And we do that on Saturday and Sunday. And this was so cool. As we were developing this program, we separated out Saturday from Sunday tasks, and usually I would lump it all together, but as you see, they are two very different things. So inside of the Saturday slash pocket, there are printables for Saturday and there are printables for Sunday. Saturday is the day when you clean and organize your room. When your parents say, go clean and organize your room, that's Saturday. You can literally open up the slash pocket. It is one page, and it is video, 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 video. And you start with video number one, and I am actually physically organizing Joey's bedroom in the video. So I'm like, okay, step one, collect trash. And I walk through there. Step two, step three, step four. So you can watch the video, stop it, go do that task, come back, watch video two, do it, watch the video. I even show you how to make a bed. I show you how to grab the mattress and get that thing over there. I know making a bed is a hard thing to do. So we organize your bedroom on Saturday, which is trash, dishes, laundry, picking up the floor, putting everything back where it goes, putting the laundry in the hamper or starting the laundry. And if you need to clean, dust, Windex, vacuum, that is all done on Saturday. That is cleaning and organizing your room. What is new and is what I've been teaching in the Sunday basket for adults, which is so amazingly awesome in the kids program, is the Sunday plan your week. So for Sunday, you are going to plan your week. And I'm going to grab my printable in front of me. Oh, it's so fun. There are 6 steps to planning your week. And you do this on Sunday. Number 1, completely empty out your backpack. Number 2, finish your homework. Number 3, go through your school binder. And of course, I show you how to go through the Lisa binder. But if you don't have that, however you normally go through all your school stuff. Number four, fill your activity bags for the week. Number five, add any papers out of your backpack or wherever you have them to your parents' Sunday basket or the one clip on your refrigerator. And then number six, I have you actually write out your weekly schedule on paper, just like I have your parents do with the Sunday basket. And I explain how by writing your week out on paper, it's really going to show you where your quizzes are, your tests, your games, your practices, you know, any things you need to remember, like you're going on a field trip or you're going to the dentist or whatever, and you write those in the morning. So each, all six of those have a video. And just like on Saturday, when you open up the Sunday slash pocket, number one, completely empty your backpack. There's a video. Stop. Go do that. Video. Do your homework. Stop. Go do that. All the way through. And then we also have printables related as well to the planning your week is a printable. So you can see all six steps. And then the weekly schedule on paper is a printable as well. So that is the kids program. So like I said, the kids program does not come with any physical products. But if you live here in the United States and you do want physical products, we have created a kids bundle. So the kids bundle includes many of the items that I do reference inside of the videos, but it's not necessary. You don't have to buy a kids bundle if you have other resources at home that you can use, or you don't want to buy a kids bundle. But if you do, here's what's included. We've included the kids school memory binder, a lattice binder, so you can make the Lisa binder, a kid clip, you just tell us if you want a boy or a girl, and then one set of 1.0 and one set of 2.0s, so you can set up your lattice binder. That is our Summer Organized 365 offerings. I am super excited. Oh my goodness, making the kids program was so much fun, so much work. And I really, the reason why I think I didn't bring it out last summer and I was so hesitant to do it was because I knew it would need to have all of the things I just told you about it inside of it. And it was massive to create. But now that it's created, my favorite part of the kids program is the Sunday slash pocket. Because while some of you have figured out how to clean out your closets and organize your bedroom and you can make a checklist, and some of the things I've said, you're like, yeah, I already do that. Some of the things maybe new that I said, I have never seen or heard anybody having a Sunday planner week program for kids, and it perfectly translates to a Sunday basket for adult. I think that if you look at successful people, they plan their week the night before, and they definitely plan their whole week on Sunday night. So this just is going to set you up for success in school and anything else you want to do, be, create, and come in the future. Hope you guys like it.